Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 3. From these Crossbreed Holster Studios, it just gets better and better and better. Let me give you a quick recap of the program so far. Alan Gottlieb for 3 segments in Hour 1. Amazing stuff. And then, of course, Sadie Sweat from North American Arms. We gave away the, and I didn't even mention that in the last hour, I apologize, but we gave away the North American Arms right out of my safe, the Mini 22, the first gun North American Arms ever made. I want to congratulate Rick for that. You know who you are. You heard your name. If you didn't, I'm going to be emailing you, but congratulations on that. We'll exchange some paperwork. Just incredible. Way too much fun. And then, of course, in hour two, Neil McCabe is back as a regular contributor to the broadcast in these Crossbreed Holster studios as our Washington correspondent, and I say Washington analyst as well. And I promised you we would bring him back into this hour just to welcome him back to the program. We've got him for 2 more segments here on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster studios. Neil, welcome back, brother. How are you, man?
Phenomenal, and getting better every day, Mark.
I love it. I can't wait to hear you on a regular basis on the program. Neil, let's continue the conversation from the previous hour. We somehow got sidetracked. We're talking about Nathan Deal in Georgia and the wishy-washy Republicans. And then you mentioned Cuomo in New York. That reminded me of something during the break, and I want to bring it back up to you because I despise Cuomo. There are a handful of governors in the country that ooze sleazeball. Terry McAuliffe was one of them. You looked at him and you thought, this guy's a sleazeball. You can tell by looking at him. There was, of course, well, if you want to go to mayors, there was Daley in Chicago. He just oozed sleaze. And of course, there was his predecessor, Barack Obama's boy. He oozed sleaze. I'm talking about Rahm Emanuel, of course. And then you go to other governors around the country that ooze that sleaze, and nobody oozes it more than Cuomo in New York. And you mentioned Cuomo in New York, and that reminded me of something that I don't think you and I have had an opportunity to talk about. A couple years ago, he was signing, and it wasn't the SAFER Act or the SAFE Act or whatever it is in New York. It was something else, and I forget the bill. Right. It doesn't matter. But he was flanked by Pelosi on one side of him. For whatever reason, that socialist was in New York, and he was signing a bill when a reporter asked him about would he support arming teachers in schools, and he stopped. And here's, I'm paraphrasing, he said, absolutely not. He says, the dumbest idea I've ever heard. So now you want bullets going both ways? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. He said that, Neil, as he was flanked by armed state police on his security detail, who I'm going to guess would have fired back if somebody had walked in that bill signing room and began trying to fire at the governor to take him out. I'm going to guess that he would want bullets going the other way to save his own skin. What does that say?
Well, I mean, you could say it's sort of a hypocrisy, right? But it's also the sense of entitlement. And it's a weird thing, and it confused me growing up. And finally, one day I realized the reason why the left is not afraid of an overpowerful government, right? Because I used to always think to myself, they read the same Declaration of Independence. They read the same Constitution. They read the same Bill of Rights. They were in the same classes I was in. How is it that these leftists don't have the same fears that I have about an overpowerful government? And the reason is that they will always be in control of the government. So, of course, they're not afraid of the big government. And they're not afraid of crazy laws because the laws don't apply to them like they apply to everybody else. So if you have, say, not to get into religion, but I'll just make the quick comparison. If you had a preacher who was a conservative, right? And then you had a preacher who's not a conservative, the preacher who is a conservative, that's the guy that the IRS would go after, right? Going after his tax status. Why are you being an advocate? And then you go through it over and over again, or even in modern times, right? Roger Stone, he goes to jail or at least is brought up on trial, right? Well, he was convicted, right? What was his crime? He lied to the FBI. Oh, lying to the FBI? Well, you know, Andy McCabe, no relation. He lied to the FBI. That's not a big deal. Well, Stone lied to Congress. Well, James Clapper lied to Congress. Well, that doesn't matter. It's like you have two systems. And Andrew Cuomo just is part of that leftist culture and that mentality where, you know, he's just not worried about it. And it's like he's always going to have the government on his side. He's always going to have the cops on his side. And so when when he talks about, you know, arming teachers, it doesn't even make sense to him in the world that we live in. We live in a different world. We live in a different worldview that he has. I don't know how else to explain it. You know,
well, it's you like know, I you think just
about
did.
You all the celebrities. You've got their armed guards, right? You know, it's like you have celebrities who are paid a fortune to make a movie where they're firing guns left, right, and center. And then they're saying, well, by the way, those guns that I depict in the movie, I don't want anyone else to have them.
You know, speaking of Hollywood, let me real quickly go to Clint Eastwood. What a major disappointment. I'm actually shocked by it, but he came out and endorsed Bloomberg a couple days ago. I put the tweet out, you know, of all people. And he's one of those, I mean, come on, let's face it, it's Clint Eastwood. I mean, how many times have I watched the Outlaw Josie Wales or, you know, any of the old Westerns?
Dirty Harry
movies. I'd prefer his Westerns over those. But nonetheless, I mean, Clint Eastwood has carried a gun in every movie he's ever made, except for maybe two wimpy ones that didn't do anything. But the fact of the matter is, Josie Wales would be really upset about his selection of Bloomberg to support. And, you know, I'll leave it at that. But, you know, at 89 years old, he's, for whatever reason, supporting.
But they don't live in the same. They don't live in the same reality that we live in, right? Andrew Cuomo, like, his kids go to very safe schools, right? He lives in a safe neighborhood where there are cops patrolling every day, right? When Andrew Cuomo goes to work, he passes through security, and maybe he doesn't, but everyone else who goes to work at the State House has a badge, right, to get in and out of the office, to get in and out of a hallway.
Right.
And it's like liberals do not live in the same world that we live in, and they never suffer the consequences of their policies. So that, you know, when you think about those neighborhoods that are abandoned by the police today in the United States of America, where the police don't go because it's too dangerous for the police, right? Well, those aren't left-wing neighborhoods. Those aren't people. Those aren't places where left-wing people live. So if you look at the Bernie Sanders rally in Nevada, right? None of those people in that auditorium live in an unsafe neighborhood. None of them.
Well,
and so they don't even know what we're talking about when we say, I need a gun to defend myself.
Well, you bring up something we've talked about for years. I've pointed out it doesn't matter if you live in a gated community. It doesn't matter what side of the proverbial tracks you live on. Bad things happen to good people all the time in America, and it doesn't matter where, and we've proven that time after time after time. So what we're really talking about here is totalitarianism. We are talking about elitism. We are talking about entitlement, where these individuals, Mike Bloomberg is a perfect example of that. I hate to keep mentioning his name, but we can't help it at this stage of the game. But these are individuals who truly believe that they are above the rest of us, and that they are absolutely, because of who they are and the stature that they have obtained, that they are, in fact, entitled to fly around in private jets, that they are entitled to bulletproof limousines, that they are entitled to taxpayer-funded security, including and up to for the rest of their lives. Now, let's go quickly before this segment ends. Again, Neil, I'm gonna carry this to the top of the segment. Then when we come back, I'm going to ask you an uncomfortable question and discuss it with you for the remaining 8 minutes. But I got to take this now to Chicago, when we're talking about elitism. Eddie Johnson, the individual who was the chief of police, the superintendent, who got popped on the side of the road, admitted he had drugs in him, admitted he had alcohol in him, and said, you just investigate me. I think I should be investigated. The mayor eventually fired this guy. He just walked away with a $190,000 a year annual pension for the rest of his life and all of his health care paid as Chicago's top cop who got busted doing something that if you had done it would have locked you up in the slammer and cost you tens of thousands of dollars. If you don't think these people feel entitled, I'll sell you the bridge over the River Kwai in Kansas. I'll be back with Neil McCabe right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey!
it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 3, Segment 2, sees me talking with my, I can't say new, Neil. I put you in those air quotes, new Washington, D.C. analyst. I love that. You know, Washington, D.C. analyst or Washington, D.C. correspondent for us. Your political acumen is second to none. And if I have time after I ask you an uncomfortable question, I'll go there with you. But we have plenty of time with you now in the future. I'm talking with Neil McCabe.
Good to be home, sir.
Here's my question.
All right, you're going to lay it to me, right?
I've asked a number of people this question, and it deserves to be asked. It has to be asked. There is a socialist right now, which is an ideology that has no place in America. We would fight wars against countries with this ideology. In fact, we have, and we have won every time. And let me say this, that it's difficult for me to wrap my head around even asking a question like this in America in the year 2020, that this is, and here it is on the ballot. Whether Bernie Sanders makes it on the ballot or not, doesn't matter. Socialism is on the ballot because the Democrat Party is the party of socialism. These people are socialist. I said Barack Obama was a socialist 10 years ago, 11 years ago on these airwaves. I stuck by it then and I stand by it now, and we've been right. Neil, Virginia's a prime example. And we know that this is a model that they want for the rest of us. And we know every single candidate running wants to take our guns. They've said it. They own it, period. They can't walk it back. I have to ask you to answer this question. What is it about the ideology that you just talked about in the previous segment that requires me and you and the rest of America and all of Virginia, as an example, to be disarmed before they do anything else?
Because the leftists are utopians. And utopians always have to resort to coercion because free people on their own will not submit to your perfect world. And I won't submit to your perfect world. You won't submit to my perfect world. And so when, you know, it's like it's all fine if we're talking in a classroom or some seminar or we're all having a picnic in the park and we talk about what this world should be. But as soon as I start saying, this is how I'm going to raise your children, and this is how you are going to run your business, and I'm going to tell your employees what their rights are and what their rights aren't. And we're already there, right? But there's that line, right? When we first started, you know, it's talking about free fall, right? And in Virginia, we saw where's the first bounce where you actually hit some hard land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, as long as people are armed, the government just can't steamroll them, or at least that left-wing government of utopians who are trying to repurpose, transform, right, the society. And you see it over and over again in other countries where the citizens are not armed and they get rolled. And there are places that used to love democracy that don't have democracy anymore, because they didn't think it was a good idea to have guns. And we're going to watch to see in, say, New Zealand and Australia, which are some of the most, you know, fiercest freedom-loving cultures on Earth. And how is that going to play out? We're going to see. They're trying to do it here in the U.S. And, you know, you can't say it out loud, right? And you know, they put a microphone in front of you, right? And they get you what they want you to say in front of a TV camera is, I want to keep my gun so I can shoot the cops or I can shoot the government officials who are enforcing the law. They want you to say something out loud to talk about your violent intentions against lawful authority is what they want you to articulate. And for the most part, people don't take the bait. But, you know, that's pretty much where we're at.
What about unlawful authority? No, it does. It does. It's a tough question to answer. It really truly is. We all know the answer to the question. A lot of people don't, because they have plans for you. You just said it. They can't steamroll an armed population. And here's the thing. Leftists hate guns. they love their own. They hate yours. They love their own. They love the guns that protect them. It is truly an elitist mentality that they believe that they are above you, and that's what socialism is. You have a higher class that rules the rest of us, and that's exactly what they're attempting to do in America, and they can't do it as long as you have a means to defend yourself. But defend yourself against what? You just touched on it. You said lawful authority.
Well,
what if it's unlawful authority?
I mean, the one way of looking at the world, right, or like the mafia, right? They tell you the mafia is a criminal organization. My view is that the problem that people have with the mafia is it is a rival government, and that government is, whether something is a government or not is whether or not it has a monopoly of violence. And so right now, the monopoly on legal violence is the government. And so a threat to that monopoly of violence is gun owning Americans. And so, they're sort of like the government is the only one allowed to arrest you, execute you, et cetera. But there are things that American citizens are allowed to do. They're allowed to defend themselves. And that's sort of like that's the loophole in the monopoly on legalized violence. And the left is coming after it. And they don't want people to defend themselves. And they, in these communities, how many times have we been told, why do you need a gun to defend yourself when you can just call the police? Well, it's like the police will get there in 15 minutes. And how many times have we had to watch on the news? It wasn't 15 minutes. It was 90 seconds when everyone was killed.
Yeah, first 90 seconds. And, what you just described is the first 1 minute and 38 seconds at Parkland, where 20 people were shot, 9 fatally in that first 1 minute and 38 seconds before there was an armed response. And then guess what? Armed response didn't go in. We're talking about the coward of Broward, Deputy Peterson, who didn't go in, but instead set up a perimeter. That's besides the point. For analytical purposes, for analytical purposes, we have to point out that in that first 1 minute and 38 seconds, 20 people were shot, 9 fatally. Of course, more after that. But in that first 90 plus seconds, that's exactly what happened. Neil, you're right smack on the money. Yeah, that's an uncomfortable question. But then we'll close out the hour with this. We've got about 45 seconds. So I'll ask it quickly. And that is, in Virginia, for example, right now today, the threat's coming from the government taking Americans' guns, their citizens' guns, not the other way around when you say come and take it. Isn't that a true statement? You got about 20 seconds.
Well, I think President Donald Trump has been a very good friend of gun owners and people who want to restore gun rights to what the framers intended. And I think that, coming into 2020, the left is going to have to be very careful in Virginia and other places, because President Trump is defending gun rights, and they're going to want to sort of keep that quiet.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they're going to give up.
I got to stop you there, brother. But here's the fun part. You're back regular, are you not?
Absolutely.
I can't wait to hear you next week on Armed American Radio. That was Neil McCabe, our newest regular contributor. Welcome back, Neil. You've been a part of the family for so many years. Americans benefit every time you're on our airwaves. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, the Crossbreed Holster Studios, segment three. Guess what? AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, joins us right now. AWR, how the heck are you in the great state of Arizona, brother? Are you in Texas?
Yeah, I'm in the Lone Star State.
The Lone Star State. You've been doing some hog hunting with some 308s, I understand.
Yeah, used that Daniel Defense Hunter. That's a heck of a rifle.
Boy, I'll tell you, it looks like it. If you want to see what we're talking about, Instagram, AWR Hawkins, look him up. Thousands of people over there liking these photographs. How many did you take? I know it didn't take you long to get your first hog. I saw him on the back of the truck.
Yeah, and I'm not real sure. In total. We were in a lot of places.
Yeah, and hog hunting in Texas is fun. I'm just curious, have you ever hunted off of a helicopter out there by any chance?
No, I've had the chance to do it, and something came up. It may have been a news story I had to cover. I'm not sure, but there was something that came up that kept it from happening.
I almost had an opportunity out there. Well, I did have an opportunity, and the individual who was going to take us sadly passed away, and it was terrible. But, we were looking forward to that. Maybe one day we can put that together, AWR. That would be huge. All right, let's get into some fun stuff as we close out Armed American Radio today. AWR Hawkins, did you happen to watch the debate last week by any chance? Just for...
Yeah.
And what was your thought?
Well, I really don't have an original thought on this because I basically have the same thought I think everyone else has expressed, and that is not one of those people is anywhere near quick enough or smart enough to beat Donald Trump. That's how it appears.
And
Bloomberg's got the money. He's got the money to stay in it no matter what, but he's not quick on his feet.
You know, that's what Allen said in the first hour, and he said the exact same thing. Bloomberg's got the money to stay in it. I'll tell you who Allen mentioned, and we already know this anyway, who's got the money to stay in it now, and that's Bernie Sanders. Does this look like a Sanders nomination to you at this stage?
Well, it all depends. You know, Bloomberg got close to the truth talking about how many homes Sanders owns, but Bloomberg didn't go the whole way and talk about how Sanders took a – He basically took a house, or allegedly, I should say, as part of the deal for him not getting the nomination last time. So you wonder, it seems that proves he's kind of open to being paid off. And this is all allegedly. But you just wonder, if Bloomberg's in the money to pay somebody off to drop out, will Bernie stay in? That, to me, that's a... There are only two ways this ends. Bernie gets the nomination, or Bernie is persuaded with some Franklins to step aside.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think your assessment is 100% correct. I think that offer will come from the Bloomberg campaign. He's already alluded to it by saying the others need to drop out. So Bloomberg is willing to buy whatever he has to buy. He thinks democracy, or our republic, I should say, or freedom in general, is for sale. He's finding out it's not. His performance was pathetic. I don't think he can rebound from that. But money does a lot of things. We're going to find out. It's going to play itself out. Bernie, you know what's interesting about that whole deal where you mentioned that Bloomberg called him out on that? I was surprised and shocked that Bloomberg didn't relentlessly hammer him on that. I don't care what you call it. You own three homes and you're sitting up here. You're 1% and you're here railing on the 1%. It's just, I mean, he could have had a field day with that. He could have driven him in the ground like a railroad spike. Why do you think he didn't?
Why do you think he let him off?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Bloomberg wants anybody digging too deep, let's be honest. And he came into that debate with just the recent re-release, or I should say re-coverage of his comments about throwing minorities against the wall.
Right.
Frisking them. His belief that minorities age 15 to 25, or maybe 18 to 25, shouldn't be armed, shouldn't have the ability to be armed. And a lot of things, you know, that Bloomberg said that he didn't want a lot of attention drawn to. So I think he tried to be as tough as he could without really inviting a counterattack. And I think that in addition to the fact that he's not very fast on his feet, made his performance pretty bad.
I think that had a lot to do with it, the fact that he's just not – I think both, actually. I think those two things combined are huge, and that is, number one, he's not quick enough on his feet to drive him into the ground like that. Number two, I think that you could tell that if Bloomberg did, he was concerned. You don't want to – like you said, you know, he doesn't want people looking too deep, so he's not going to pound too hard. I think he thinks he made his point, and that was the end of that. But that's just my thought. I could be wrong. Meanwhile, while the Democrats are up there running their mouths and looking like complete buffoons and proving the clown posse that they are, 11 children, as you reported on February 18th, were shot over the weekend in gun-controlled Chicago. What happened there?
That's it. I think 25 total were shot.
Oh, unbelievable.
11 of them, excuse me, were kids. And just more of the same from Chicago. And it's not even... I don't even know if people read it like they used to, because it's just old news now, and it's a shame. But you know what the local leaders there have done, they're basically treating people on the south side like animals. They've pushed them over there to the south side. They're trapped, and they're just, you know, it's just violence rules the day. And if you trace it all back and go, how does this keep feeding itself? Where is it coming from? Two things, Democrats and gun control, and that's it.
It's amazing how it's just a repetitive cycle. Week after week after week, we point this stuff out, and nobody talks about it on the other side. Did that topic at all come up in any debate you've seen?
No, and, you know, the topic of guns, period, didn't come up in this debate. I mean, Biden made two comments, but
right.
He was rambling. I mean, Biden came across as a guy who knows his campaign is on the ropes, and he was just swinging wildly, hoping to connect. And so he mentioned it in passing, but, you know, I think it's informative for people who you hear CNN and MSNBC and the Democrats always tell us the American people want more gun control. They want more gun control, but they don't even talk about it in their debates. So why don't they talk about it if that's what people want? It's because people don't want it. It's a lie. And so if you want to know what the American people really care about, watch those debates and ask yourself, what did they not discuss? And when you figure out they didn't discuss their gun law push, then you know the American people treasure their guns.
Well, and evidenced, you know, by the fact that the four who did make it a center point of their campaign are out of the race and couldn't get above 1%, and they're all considered a joke. You know, but let me ask you something before this segment ends. We've only got a minute, so take about 30 or 40 seconds here. What does the shelving for now of the Virginia assault weapons ban tell you? And you wrote about it last week. What does it tell you?
Well, it tells me that the January 20th rally was successful. Emailing your senators and your representatives, or your delegates, I should say, was successful. Calling their office until they couldn't go a day without answering the phone 24/7 was successful. Now what has to happen, though? None of it matters if people don't show up and vote in November.
That's it.
They'll just take it right back up in 2021. So you got to finish the job, show up and vote.
And that is their intent. Their intent is to shelve it. They gave themselves an excuse with their constituents by saying they wanted to, quote unquote, look at studies about what it means to do so. Yeah, you're getting your gun control in Virginia. It's unfortunate, but blackface, hood-wearing Northam, take your pick, whichever one he is in the photograph, is in fact going to sign at least 4 gun control measures, and he's going to do it with a big fanfare and a big hoopla, and he's going to have Shannon Watts and the rest of the Everytown Liars standing right there with him with their orange-clad Moms Demand shirts, just exclaiming victory in the state of Virginia over you and your rights. So you've got to, as Dr. Hawkins just said, take this to the next level and vote, or none of it means a thing. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast will be back with the final segment with Mr. Hawkins right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast segment 4, back right at you. We're going to close out the program with AWR Hawkins today. The schedule's got a little jumbled today, but that's okay. That's what happens. It's busy days, and I'm just thrilled people are giving us their time, man. That's all. I love it. It's been a dynamite program. Alan Gottlieb, Sadie Sweat from North American Arms, and Neil McKay back. AWR Hawkins. I mean, what else can you say? What else do you want any more today than this? I hope not. Boy, I'll tell you, great program. AWR Hawkins, welcome back. We talked Chicago. We've done it before. You mentioned that there was nothing brought up about gun control. Here they were in Vegas. And I got to be frank with you. I'm not the conspiracy guy at all, but there is something going on with that Vegas shooting. I wish I could put my finger on the pulse there, that they're not even talking about it on the debate stage in Vegas. And once that sheriff said, that's it, there's not going to be any more news conferences, we haven't heard squat. Do you have any information at all on what's going on there?
No, I don't. I think the thing is, though, it's not a very fruitful deal for them to discuss in Nevada, because you have a guy who did what he did on October 1st, 2017, and he passed the background check for every gun he used. So what are you going to do? You can push background checks? I mean, sure, someone like Joe Biden will do it, because Joe's just messed up in the head. He'll do it, and, you know, and other ideologues will do it. But rational people won't do it, because basically your very gun control you're pushing is the one that the guy used to acquire his gun. So it was really a no-win for him on that. Biden did mention it, though, in passing, and part of his push to get rid of quote unquote assault weapons. So That's it. But I just don't think there's another shoe to drop on that. I think, you know, as we covered at Breitbart, the police response was not that great.
Right.
And I don't want to slam police officers, because I support them fully. And I don't fully understand why it was the way it was, but we published that video that showed them on the floor below the shooter. You could hear the shooter, and they stayed where they were. I believe, if I remember right, until the shooting ended, they stayed where they were.
Yeah, there's videotape of that, by the way.
Yeah, it's videotape. It's not hearsay. And we published it at Breitbart. I think maybe there's they don't want to draw attention to that. And I don't know. I don't really have a conspiracy theory. I just think there were a lot of things that perhaps weren't done as they should have been done, and they don't want to draw attention to that.
Yeah, you're right. There's no question. But it's that whole thing stinks to me. We got another Warren Commission report thing going on with us. I don't think we're ever going to know. It's so mucked up now, we will never believe what comes out. We'll just never believe it. We are never, ever going to get answers on that. And that's very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Texas, you're in Texas. That reminds me. So I want to ask you, and I know you wrote about this. I apologize for not having the headline. I spoke about it in the previous segment two hours ago with Alan Gottlieb. And that is the amount of money that every town is dumping into the state you're in right now in an attempt to flip it. They're doing the same thing in Virginia. They're doing the same thing in Florida, same thing in Georgia, and the same thing in Arizona, trying to flip these pro-gun states into another Virginia. Does he stand a chance in Texas? I mean, it's Texas. They think it's turning purple.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if you look at the map of how the state votes, if you look at a county by county map, there is a Democrat vote along the border in some border counties, and it's hard to say that there's enough vote to flip that state, though. I would say it's almost crazy. It's crazy talk. But the thing is, over time, it's possible. And this is what people don't understand. It's very important. You know, Arizona, I think, one of the most popular bumper stickers you'll see is "Don't California my Arizona."
Right.
And the whole point is what you're talking about. Don't come and try to change the state. And that bumper sticker is usually directed to Californians. But what Bloomberg's doing, and people don't understand, he's got the money to do this. His group is dumping millions in these states. And you're talking about a guy who can't spend all the money he's got. He just can't. And so people don't understand. He doesn't have to win this election. He doesn't have to win the next election. It's not like if he loses, then the money's going to dry up. No, because it's his own money. And so people need to understand he's in this for the long game. And, you know, Democrats will move to a state to turn it blue. They sure will. And I think we're going to have to find some Republicans who are willing to do the same thing, or some pro-gun voters who are willing to do the same thing, that they'll move to a state to keep it red. And I think that's going to have to be the ultimate solution in Arizona and in Texas and in Florida.
Well, I tell you, Arizona is close, man. It really, truly is close. I hope it's close enough that people are figuring this out. And I know a lot of people, like obviously you and I know many others in Arizona that know what's going on there. You were just at the rally and everything else, thousands there. But it's the people in other areas of the state. It's when you get up north into Flagstaff and when you get down to Tucson and some of those border counties who have all figured it out. Oh, it is frightening to watch. There's no question about it at all. Let me take you one more place before we go anywhere. And it's Parkland. Fred Gutenberg, I don't know if you wrote about this, and I'm just going to kind of ask you about this, but Fred Gutenberg made statements. He's the Parkland dad, one of the Parkland dads, made a statement that he thought that Caitlin, the pro-gun girl that we talked about in the first hour, listener with Alan Gottlieb, that Mark did the pro-gun deal, the open carry thing. AWR, he said that she should be ERPO'd for exercising her right to keep and bear arms for violating no laws. That, of course, being an extreme risk protection order. That, of course, being red flags. Isn't that the danger of red flags? And shouldn't Fred Gutenberg be called out for making such an egregious statement about someone who is violating no law and exercising their right to bear arms, calling for red flags? Doesn't that prove our point?
Yeah, I mean, and he wants her to be flagged simply for open carry.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it does prove the point. And that is the problem you have with those laws. It's a problem that everybody points out. It's not just something that I would point out or that you would point out. And it's a problem with that. If that law applied to tennis rackets, it'd be a problem. Because the guy that'd be scared to play you in the tennis racket tournament because he wouldn't want to lose in the tennis tournament, I mean, he would just call and get your racket taken away. I mean, it's the same thing. So no matter what it applied to, it's no good. And when it applies to a constitutional right, it's especially egregious. And you're right. For him to say that, you know, no one overlooks his loss or thinks small of it.
Of course not.
But just because of that, he cannot go after the rights of everyone else.
Yeah, I made it very clear when I retweeted that column. I believe it was a Newsweek column. And her name is Caitlin Bennett, by the way. I apologize, listener. I was going off the top of my head here while I'm talking with AWR. But when I put that back out, this individual would punish, if it were up to him, every single law-abiding gun owner in America because of what one psychopath did at that school and did to his daughter. That in and of itself is not fair. And this type of quote from him shows you that he would be what lengths he would be willing to go to do that, to punish law-abiding Americans. AWR, thanks for being here, brother. I know you're busy. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense because we can. You know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.